It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none, justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works. I've spent 3 weeks digging through implementation data, and the pattern is brutally clear. Simple tools are crushing complex systems. Maya, you coach companies through this mess. What's the first thing you tell them?
Skip the enterprise solution. I just came from a healthcare startup that burned $180,000 on a custom AI platform when a 20-month ChatGPT subscription would have solved their initial problem. They needed automated patient intake summaries. 6 months, 3 consultants, 0 working product. Meanwhile, their competitor started with Claude API, basic prompts, and had it running in 2 weeks.
That's exactly what happened in my design studio. We evaluated this $50,000 AI-powered creative suite, complete disaster. Couldn't even generate a decent mood board. Now I use Midjourney for $30 a month, plus some custom comfy UI workflows I set up myself. Total cost? Maybe $200 and a weekend of YouTube tutorials. The data backs this up across sectors. Manufacturing companies implementing simple computer vision tools see ROI in 45 days. Those building comprehensive AI transformation platforms still in pilot phase after 18 months. Alex, you've built 3 AI startups. What breaks first? The integration layer, every single time. Our first company tried to build an all-in-one customer service AI. We spent 4 months just trying to connect it to Salesforce, Zendesk, and Slack simultaneously. Lost our lead customer because their support team couldn't wait. Second startup, we built a simple Gmail plugin that categorized emails, profitable in month 3. The numbers on this are staggering. Companies using off-the-shelf tools report average implementation costs of $15,000 to $25,000. Custom solutions, $285,000 to $1.2 millioners. And here's the kicker. Satisfaction rates are nearly identical. Actually, simple tools score higher on ease of modification.
Because people can actually modify them. I worked with a law firm last month. They wanted AI contract review. The senior partners insisted on a bespoke system. Our contracts are unique. 4 months in, they discovered Anthropic's Claude could handle 90% of their needs with good prompting. They'd already spent $95,000.
The creative industry learned this lesson hard. Remember when everyone thought we needed specialized creative AI? I watched agencies blow millions on custom image generation platforms. Meanwhile, I'm combining Stable Diffusion, Photoshop's new AI tools, and good old-fashioned editing. My setup costs less than their monthly consulting fees. Let's get specific about timelines. What does simple actually mean in practice? 2 weeks to first value. If you're not seeing results by then, you're overcomplicating. My current startup does AI-powered code review. Version 1, we literally just piped GitHub commits through GPT-4 with a prompt. Took 3 days to build, immediate value for users. We've added features since, but that MVP validated everything. The data shows 87% of successful implementations deliver measurable value within 30 days. Failed projects? Average time to abandonment is 7.3 months. Companies literally fail in slow motion because they're too invested to admit the approach is wrong.
I see this in healthcare constantly. Hospital wants AI diagnostics assistance. Instead of starting with one department, one condition, they plan this massive platform. Meanwhile, a small clinic implements a simple symptom checker using OpenAI's API. Guess who's actually helping patients today?
The worst part is how vendors exploit this complexity addiction. I had a sales rep tell me their proprietary creative engine was superior to Midjourney. When I asked for specific examples, they couldn't show me anything better than what I could generate for free. But they had fancy dashboards. Talk to me about team resistance. Data shows 67% of implementations fail due to adoption issues, not technical problems.
Because people implement technology, not strategy. Successful teams start with volunteers. Find the one doctor, designer, or analyst who's already experimenting with ChatGPT on their lunch break. Build from there. Forced adoption is dead on arrival.
We learned this brutally. First startup mandated AI usage for all customer responses. Support quality tanked, team morale crashed. Now, we give people AI tools as assistants they can choose to use. Adoption went from 15% forced to 78% voluntary. The cost of resistance is quantifiable. Companies with voluntary adoption see productivity gains of 23 to 31%. Mandated usage? 8% at best, often negative when you factor in workarounds and malicious compliance. In creative fields, it's even more dramatic. Designers forced to use AI feel replaced. Designers who discover AI themselves feel empowered. Same tool, completely different outcomes. I introduced Midjourney to my team as a rapid concepting tool, not a designer replacement. Night and day difference. Let's tackle the integration nightmare. What breaks, what works, and what should people avoid?
APIs over platforms, always. Every successful implementation I've seen uses simple API connections to existing workflows. The failures try to replace entire systems. A finance team I worked with wanted AI-powered forecasting. Instead of replacing Excel, we built a plugin that enhanced their existing models. Adoption was instant.
Security and compliance kill more projects than technical issues. Our enterprise customers need SOC 2, HIPAA, or GDPR compliance. OpenAI's enterprise tier handles this. Custom solutions? You're looking at 6 months of security audits minimum. We lost a $400,000 contract learning that lesson. Integration costs follow a power law. 80% of value comes from 20% of features, but companies pay for 100% upfront. Smart implementations start minimal, measure value, then expand. I tracked 50 projects. Modular approaches cost 75% less with identical outcomes. Don't underestimate workflow disruption. When we first implemented AI image generation, it broke our entire review process. Creative directors didn't know how to evaluate AI-assisted work. We had to rebuild our quality standards from scratch. Took 2 months to stabilize. What about vendor lock-in? The data shows companies switching AI providers every 8 to 12 months.
Build for portability from day one. Every successful implementation I coach uses abstraction layers. Your prompts, workflows, and data pipelines should work across providers. When OpenAI has outages, can you switch to Claude? If not, you're building wrong.
We architected our entire platform around provider agnosticism. Customer wants to use their own Azure OpenAI instance? 20-minute configuration. Want to switch from GPT-4 to Claude? Change one environment variable. This flexibility closed enterprise deals competitors lost. The financial impact of lock-in is severe. Companies unable to switch providers pay 40 to 60% more over 24 months. Negotiating power disappears when vendors know you can't leave. I've seen renewal costs triple overnight. Creative tools are notorious for this. Adobe's adding AI features that only work in their ecosystem, but smart creators keep skills portable. Learn the concepts, not just the buttons. I can replicate most of my Midjourney techniques in Stable Diffusion if needed. Let's get brutally practical. Someone listening needs to implement AI tools tomorrow. What's the Tuesday morning playbook?
Start with one painful, repetitive task. Not the most complex, the most annoying. Customer service emails, report summaries, data entry. Pick something where 70% accuracy saves time. Use ChatGPT or Claude with basic prompts. Measure time saved, iterate from there.
Budget $100 for month one. Seriously, ChatGPT Plus, Claude Pro, or API credits. That's enough to validate any use case. If you can't prove value with $100, a $100,000 platform won't help. We validated our entire business model with $87 in API costs. Track three metrics only: time saved, error reduction, and user satisfaction. Everything else is vanity. I consulted for a bank that tracked 47 AI metrics. Their simplest implementation, automated email classification, had the highest ROI. They measured only accuracy and time saved. Give yourself permission to fail fast. My first AI art experiment was garbage. Second was worse. By attempt 10, I was creating portfolio pieces. But if I'd spent 6 months planning the perfect implementation, I'd still be in meetings instead of shipping work. What about scaling? The pattern shows tools that work for 10 people break at 100.
Scale gradually or die dramatically. Every successful implementation I've seen follows the same pattern. Individual proof of concept, team pilot, department rollout, then organization-wide. Skip steps at your peril. A hospital I advised went straight from pilot to hospital-wide implementation. 6-month disaster, back to square one.
Technical scaling is easier than human scaling. Our infrastructure handles millions of requests, but teaching 1,000 users effective prompting, that's the real challenge. We built interactive tutorials, example libraries, office hours. The human education cost more than our entire AWS bill. Scaling costs aren't linear. First 10 users might cost $1,000 month total. Next 100 could be $15,000 just for training and support. Smart companies budget 60% for human factors, 40% for technology. Most do the opposite and fail. Creative teams scale differently. We can't standardize like other departments. Each project needs custom approaches. So we built a prompt library, technique sharing system, and peer mentoring. Cost almost nothing, delivered more value than any training program. Pattern recognition time. Across all these implementations, what separates success from expensive failure?
Successful teams solve specific problems. Failures chase transformation. I can predict outcomes in the first meeting. We want to transform our organization with AI equals failure. We spend 10 hours weekly on expense reports equals success.
Speed to first value determines everything. Our successful customers see results in days, not months. They start simple, validate quickly, expand carefully. Failed customers plan for 6 months, build for 6 months, then discover their assumptions were wrong. Financial discipline matters more than technical sophistication. Winners set hard budget limits, measure ruthlessly, kill failing experiments fast. Losers throw money at problems, hoping investment equals innovation. Average successful implementation, $23,000. Average failure, $284,000. Empowering individuals beats mandating compliance. Every creative team that successfully adopted AI started with enthusiasts, built social proof, then expanded organically. Top-down mandates created resistance, resentment, and ultimately rejection. Last question, what's everyone getting wrong about AI implementation in their sector?
Healthcare thinks AI means replacing doctors. It means giving doctors superpowers. Successful implementations augment expertise, not automate it. A radiologist with AI assistance catches 34% more anomalies. That's the real win.
Startups think AI is a differentiator. It's table stakes. Your competitive advantage isn't using AI. Everyone will. It's solving real problems AI enables. We don't sell AI, we sell code quality. AI is just how we deliver it. Finance obsesses over perfect accuracy, but 85% accuracy that takes seconds beats 99% accuracy that takes hours. The successful firms understand this trade-off. They implement where speed matters more than perfection. Creatives fear AI replacement, but AI can't replace taste, vision, or emotional intelligence. It can replace mechanical execution. Smart creatives use AI for ideation and production, keeping strategy and curation human. That's where value lives. So the pattern holds across every sector. Simple beats complex, specific beats comprehensive, and human adoption beats technical sophistication. Tomorrow morning, practitioners don't need another platform pitch. They need permission to start small, fail fast, and build what actually works.